Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review.
Week of Monday, December 4th, 2023, through Friday, December 8th, 2023. Monday, December 4th, 2023. Former Florida State Representative sentenced to federal prison for wire fraud, money laundering, and making false statements in connection with COVID-19 relief fraud. Joseph Harding was sentenced to 4 months in federal prison for wire fraud, money laundering, and making false statements in connection with COVID-19 relief fraud. Court documents reflect Harding participated in a scheme to defraud the Small Business Administration and obtained a coronavirus-related small business loan by means of materially false and fraudulent pretenses, representations, and promises, and while executing such scheme, cause wire communications to be transmitted in interstate commerce. Harding also made a false and fraudulent SBA Economic Injury Disaster Loan, EIDL, application in the name of one of his dormant business entities that he submitted to the SBA. By this conduct, Harding fraudulently obtained $150,000 in COVID-19 relief funds from the SBA, to which he was not entitled. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, December 5th, 2023. Former Navy civilian employee pleads guilty to conspiracy to commit bribery. Donnell Parker pleaded guilty to bribery charges, admitting that while she was a public official at Naval Information Warfare Center in San Diego, she accepted thousands of dollars in free meals from defense contractors in exchange for helping them win and maintain millions of dollars in government contracts. As part of the conspiracy, Parker received the free dinners at various restaurants, including Ruth's Chris, De Medici, Susina, and the University Club. In return, she took official action to aid her benefactors, like allowing defense contractors to draft government documents and submitting those documents as part of the procurement process and advocating for their selection as defense contractors. According to Park's plea agreement, from approximately March 2016 through at least October 2019, she and a co-worker received bribes from the president and CEO of a Fredericksburg, Virginia defense contractor. In return, Parker, acting under the direction of her co-worker, used various methods to steer contracts to the contractor. Parker also admitted that she and the co-worker separately received bribes from different defense contractors, with offices in San Diego, California, and Stafford, Virginia, who also gave her things of value, including expensive meals. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, December 6th, 2023. Illicit money transmitters admit criminal scheme to funnel money to Nevada casino. Francisco Alberta Garza Vargas and Najira Almaguer, two Mexican nationals and their unlicensed money transmitting business, admitted in federal court that they illegally helped foreign gamblers move money stealthily through the U.S. financial system to avoid scrutiny by U.S. and foreign law enforcement and regulators. Garza Vargas and Najira Almaguer admitted they conspired to operating an unlicensed money transmitting business on behalf of foreign patrons of the casino industry. According to court documents, the defendant's unlicensed money transmitting enterprise conducted more than 115 illegal transfers, with bank accounts controlled by the casino industry in the aggregate amount of approximately $8,129,664. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, December 7th, 2023. Former CEO of Sunwest Management ordered to pay over $74 million in restitution to more than 1,400 victims. Jean-Michel Harder, the former CEO of Sunwest and Associated Companies, who previously admitted to orchestrating one of the largest financial fraud schemes in Oregon history, was ordered to pay over $74 million in restitution to more than 1,400 victims. According to court documents, Harder formerly controlled a network of companies that bought, constructed, and managed assisted living facilities. At its height, the organization, Sunwest Management and its related companies, owned approximately 300 assisted living facilities that served more than 15,000 residents. As CEO of Sunwest, Harder knowingly and intentionally misled hundreds of investors about the nature of risks of their investment in Sunwest housing facilities and development projects. He further misled his investors about the financial health of Sunwest, failing to disclose that the company continuously operated at substantial monthly losses. In total, Harder misled more than 1,400 investors, causing losses exceeding $120 million. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, December 8, 2023. 10 members and associates of the Gambino crime family arrested in coordinated U.S.-Italian takedown. 10 defendants were charged in Brooklyn federal court with racketeering conspiracy involving violent extortions, assaults, arson, and union-related crimes. In a coordinated operation, Italian law enforcement arrested 6 organized crime members and associates who are charged with, among other crimes, mafia association and connected criminal offenses. One individual remains at large. The defendants are Joseph Lani, also known as Joe Brooklyn and Mamino, an alleged captain in the Gambino organized crime family, Diego, Danny, Tantillo, Angelo Gradalone, also known as Fifi, and James Laforte, alleged Gambino soldier, Vito Rappa, alleged U.S. Sicilian Mafia member and Gambino associate, Francesco Vicari, also known as Uncle Sissio, alleged U.S.-based Sicilian Mafia associate and Gambino associate, and Salvatore Di Lorenzo, Robert Brooke, Kyle Johnson, also known as Twin, and Vincent Misquero, also known as Vinny Slick, alleged Gambino associates. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.